I'm sitting with Yariv Oppenheimer, who is the Secretary General of Peace Now, Israel's peace movement. He's here in Washington for a short stay. And I asked him to talk to me a little bit about the elections in Israel, and before that, a bit about a new conference that is actually the second year in a row which Peace Now organizes in Israel, a conference that brings together all the progressive forces in Israel for conversation, I suppose, right, Yariv? How would you define it?
It's actually the second time that we are doing it. We did it last year as well. It's a big conference that should bring in most of the powerful people among the progressive community in Israel, the politicians, the public figures, the big players in this very important peace camp. And they are all coming together to speak, to discuss the issues, questions, and dilemmas that are facing the progressive camp in Israel these days.
Is there a specific purpose? Are you trying to get together to come out with a statement or something like that, or is it just to discuss the issues?
We would like just to discuss the issues and to find the basic ground to start to sign on. Document will be very problematic in Israel and in general with people. Just to sign the name, just to write the name of the document will take few hours. But this is more about the open discussion, changing thoughts, ideas, starting cooperation between people and organization. It's the best way to be in order to make connection, to listen, and also to bring some message out to the press that will show interest, I guess, as well, like last year.
You will do quite a bit of documenting and reporting of that conference, and we here at Americans for Peace Now will, of course, distribute it and so on. So we'll work closely on documenting it. When you planned the conference, you didn't know that it will come just a few short months before Israeli general elections, right?
Yeah, we are all surprised, of course, because of the election, but we are very enthusiastic about it because we had a very bad government before. And it's hard to imagine that it will be worse. I think that there is a good chance that we will find ourselves in a much better, with a much better parliament and with a much better coalition. And this is the time for re-energizing everyone and creating new enthusiastic wind among our people to make a change. Of course, that once the election campaign starts, Peace Now is an organization that it's not a political party, so we will not be active on that. But our issues definitely will be part of the Israeli internal discussion, and it will be very clear what we are standing for and what our people are standing for. And I do hope that we will see from the big conference next week, through the election campaign, more energy and more optimism among our people, something that was missing a bit in the last few years.
So given that you are an extra-parliamentary, non-partisan movement, What do you do during an election campaign, and what do you see as your main challenges at this time facing the elections?
Actually, we will continue to act and to do what we are doing in their normal time, meaning to point out the issues that are important to us and to show what is so wrong with them, what is so wrong with the policy, and what should be done, especially in the issue of settlements. We are planning a campaign that will speak about the cost of settlements to the normal Israeli citizens. And we are expecting the evacuation of Migron just in the middle of the election campaign, by the end of July. This is the ruling of the Supreme Court after Peace Now petition and started a legal procedure. And we are expecting and waiting to see what will happen, whether the government is going to obey the Supreme Court demand and evacuate Migron or not, what the settlers will do, what will be the public reaction to this event. So this is a huge thing that will happen just in the middle of the election time.
One last question, Yariv. The fact that Peace Now is the one sponsoring and bringing together this unique conference just in a week's time, what does it mean about Peace Now's place within the progressive camp in Israel?
From day one, Peace Now is trying to be in the center of the Israeli progressive camp and to unite the people over our agenda, the two-state solution. Sometimes we do see that political parties, figures, activists are preferring to neglect this issue and to go with and to deal with other issues. The fact that we are able to bring so many people, we are talking about almost 1,000 people that will come, and from a variety of organizations and parties that will bring many different voices, but with a one common ground supporting the two-state solution. I think that this is a huge achievement, and this is what we are trying to do all the years, to take all the people that believe in the two-state solution, even if there are some differences and some nuance, and together with them to create a political force and a public force that will push forward the governments to go for this solution.
Good luck, Yariv. We'll be following it closely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.